Our journey to Dharamsala had the flavor of a pilgrimage, one that leaves those who take it transformed in some way. There was no doubt for all of us who participated that our meeting with the Dalai Lama had been a high of sorts, but it also left some persisting traces in our lives and work. And like any group of pilgrims, each of us brought home uniquely individual lessons. Our feelings were pretty much summed up by Paul Ekman, who reflected that his experience meant he would have to revise some of his own scientific writings on the smile. He had written in the past that people can't maintain a genuine smile, the one that signifies true enjoyment and puts crinkles around the eye, for a long period of time. But he'd noticed a slight smile on his own face for extended stretches during the week and was keenly aware of the sense of continual pleasure that goes with it. Paul had found himself rapt throughout. The 5 days had seemed like one, he said. His attention had been so keen that his experience of time changed, typically a sign of being in flow, the state of energized absorption. He spoke for us all. Each of us was touched personally, to be sure, but the more tangible impact of our meeting was manifest in a variety of projects that emerged in the weeks and months afterward, each of which reflected new thinking and refocusing of people's work. One of the first signs of this impact came just 2 weeks after our meeting, when Owen Flanagan gave the John Findlay Lecture at Boston University, and the topic he chose was destructive emotions. In his lecture, Owen introduced into Western philosophical discourse the Tibetan Buddhist's stance on destructive emotions. Owen went on to elaborate these themes in the book he had been writing while he visited Dharamsala, The Problem of the Soul. He proposes that because it has built so carefully on a phenomenological approach to reality, quote, Buddhism, almost alone among the great ethical and metaphysical traditions, holds to a picture of persons that is uniquely suited to the way science says we ought to see ourselves and our place in the world, unquote. As he left Dharamsala, Mark Greenberg said that the Dalai Lama had inspired him to think of ways to help children more with their positive emotions, a genuine shift of emphasis. Doing so, he felt, might well help with the first goal, handling the troubling emotions. He envisioned writing lesson plans to encourage emotions such as compassion for children as young as 6, and to do research on the effects of lessons about caring, forgiveness, and social responsibility on 12 and 13-year-olds. For Richard Davidson, those 5 days in Dharamsala had a major impact on his research agenda. Over the previous years, he had developed a strong interest in neuroplasticity, the capacity of people to transform their own emotions, behavior, and brain function. The meeting strengthened his resolve to pursue that scientific agenda, expanding it to include how meditation might cultivate positive emotions.